Hello.
So basically, I'm Detective Jacket 166, and I'm the greatest detective in the world. I'm good at solving cases, and I catch the criminals every time, most of the time. I decide one day I feel like doing my job, so I went to the police station to do a case. As I pushed up the glasses on my eyes, I backflipped into my office through the window. Because I forgot my keys to my office in Sonic World, where I was earlier to solve another case. I landed in my chair and a guy opened the door to my office and sat down on the floor. What? Detective Jacket 166, the guy said, "Why are you in my office, you idiot?" "Oh shit, is this your office?" I said, looking at all the pictures of him on the wall. "I can't tell because my office sucks because you won't give me a raise." "Well, I have a case for you. I'm the Chief of Police, Damon Gant." "Oh, hi, Chief of Police Damon Dant. Did you get back to me on the raise I asked you about? If you can solve this case, I'll give you a raise. But beware, it's a really hard case, and it'll take you a long time to solve it." "I can handle long, hard things," right. said me.
Right.
"Give me the case." "Okay," said Gant, and he threw the case at me, and it smacked me in the head, and it opened, and all his papers fell out onto my desk. "But," said me, grabbing a paper out of my drawer. "This says the victim is a pony, not a human." "Yes, a pony got killed for some reason. I don't know if ponies could talk or die. Fucking whatever." "What are you shitting about, Gant? Ponies aren't real." I thought that was his name. I was reading that as his name, Gant Ponies.
Can we digress slightly and go to, "I didn't know ponies could die"?
"I didn't know ponies could die or talk, you know."
They're fucking immortal or something.
"Yes, they are, Jacket. Haven't you ever seen My Little Pony?"
"Oh, fuck.
That's a cartoon, Gant. Nothing in cartoons are real. Get out of my office this instant." "Okay, fine. Just solve the case," said Gant, and he backflipped out of the door. "Okay, it's time to investigate," said me, and I jumped out my window. What is it with this? And backflipped. And fell... said me, and I jumped out my window and fell 5 stories into my police car. Which I drove to the crime scene at one. which I drove to the crime scene at 160 car per hour. Oh my god! Okay. Which I drove to the crime scene at 160 car per hour. "Hello, Detective Jacket 166, the greatest detective in the world. How are you today?" said the investigation police crime scene forensics fingerprint detecting guy. "I agree," I said. "But first, I have to check out the crime scene." "Okay, it's right over there," said the guy. "But beware, there is blood." "I ain't afraid of no blood," said me. And I went to the crime scene. Ah! My parents are going to kill me. "What is it?" said the guy. "There's blood here. There's like 15 gallons of it." "I thought you said you wasn't afraid of blood." "No," I said, "I'm not afraid of no blood. I am afraid of yes blood."
Fucking leave.
Okay. "Okay, hold on," said the guy. And he got out a nap. Hello? Google? No, okay. No, what the fuck was I? Okay, hold on, said the guy. And he got out a napkin and wiped up all that 15 gallons of blood in one napkin. That's incredible.
One sheet.
One sheet. "Okay, thanks," said me. Anyway, and I looked at the scene. Wait a minute. There's something wrong about this crime scene. This dead thing isn't a human. This is a pony.
Right,
gasp!
Established earlier.
"Gasp," said the crime scene. He actually said gasp. "But how is that possible?" "I don't know," said me, and I bent it down to have a to look at the body, but suddenly there was a sound. "Oh, fuck. I don't like sounds. Fuck this, I'm leaving," said the guy, and he leaved away. He leaved away. "What was that sound?" I asked the pony, but it didn't respond for some reason. Just then a thing happened. The pony started glowing, and then a big hole happened. Then I tripped and fell in. Oh no, said me, as I was falling through blacks. Suddenly I woke up, and I was in a bathroom.
Is this your dream for the day?
Yeah. There was a floor and walls and a door and also bathroom stuff. The fuck? Said me, when I got up on my feet. Why does that toilet look like it was made for horses? What kind of world is this?
How the fuck would that even look?
Suddenly, the door opened and a guy was there, but it actually wasn't a guy. It was a pony! Except it wasn't a pony, because it was a guy pony, so whatever those are called. Ah! Sorry, no, that's not dramatic enough. Ah! The pony screamed, quietly. Ah! The pony screamed quietly. Someone's in my shit room. Oh, fuck, said B. And I backflipped out the window and landed in the ground. Where am I? I said. And I looked around, but I couldn't see anything because my eyes were closed. So I opened my eyes. Is this a I swear this is a parody.
It has to be. It's got to be a joke, but it's funny.
So I opened my eyes and I looked around and saw I was in a town with houses in it and there was ponies walking around on the ground and also in the air. Wow, this is interesting, I said. It's like Earth, but it's a different planet. So I went and walked in the town and I was walking and lots of ponies was looking to me like I was weird. But I'm not weird, they're weird. So I kept walking and I got to a place where there was a house. The house was big and also a tree. I knocked on the door with my glasses and broke them on accident. But then a pony opened the door with a horn on her head, and she was purple and also a unicorn, except not blue. Hello, Detective Jacked 166, the greatest detective in the world.
It's the greatest detective.
Detective in the world. I called you here to Equestria because we need your help. Gasp! I gasped. But why? Because we need your help. For what? Solving a case. A pony has died? Yeah, I fucking know, idiot. I already saw her in my world. Well, she's not supposed to be in your world. And now she's dead, so you've got to figure out what happened. Or what, Buster? Then you won't get the raise from me, said Chief of Police Damon Gartner, who was also there. Fuck, I said. Okay, but you better pay me good money for this. Detective Jacket 166 is a loose cannon. Very well, said Twilight. When was this Twilight? You didn't introduce yourself.
No, but
now
it,
I would...
It's that purple that wasn't purple, but wasn't blue.
Oh, fuck. Now I will take you to Princess Celestia so she can explain everything to you. Oh, fuck, this has multiple chapters. How many chapters does this have? Oh my god, it's got 5 chapters.
Right. 160 car per hour.
This literally has to be a joke, but it's fucking great. Oh my god, it's got 4,500 words.
Car per hour.
Oh my god, I feel like I've got to continue this later on.
160 car per hour is pretty slow, actually.
Are we talking about the length of, like, 160 cars?
It probably works out something about, like, 200 metres.
per hour. It's like 1 mile an hour. It's got to be less than 1 mile an hour.
It's like 0.25 mile an hour.
Probably, yeah. Can't be asked to do the math. Maths.
Mate, this needs to be a stream, not a fucking recording.
Yeah, but... Well, it needs to be an audiobook. Hello, future audiobook listeners. This is going to be an audiobook.
Oh my...
I also do ASMR, if you're interested. So does my friend Legend. We are the ASMR guys. Wait, no. That's weird. Slightly, but you got, like, really quieted. Well, I suppose on to the next page. I'll do the second page, and then I'll do the rest later on. I'm going to bookmark this. It's great. Wow, I've never been on a plane before, I said to Twilight, because we was on a train to Canterlot. What? What the fuck?
Joke. Also, look at the chapter name.
I know, chapter 2.
Chapter
2. No, it gets better. It's like Crap 3, The 4, It 5. I want to meet this guy. He's got a great sense of humour.
Can I message him?
Probably. Which is a city that has Princess Celestia in it. Okay.
Oh my god, this guy's got more stuff. Oh my god.
Oh, honestly, this...
You better get ready because some poop is going down and you ain't going to be ready for it, but you're
Okay, I think literally this is just everything we ever need to read in future. I'm going to read this page though, and then that's it for now. Okay, but we need to get there on time, or else we'll be late, said Twilight, who was pedalling to make the train go faster. I looked out the window and saw all the field grass, and the sun was shining, and the grass was singing, and the birds was in the air, was flying through the air, and then, sorry, the air was flying through the air. After a long wait of waiting, the train finally made the train station. It stopped in the train station, and I got off and fell on my face onto the nails from the floorboards. But it's okay, because my glasses blocked the nails. Get up, idiot. We have to go to Celestia, said Twilight, who was using magic to pull my fingernails to drag me on the ground. Okay, fine, I said, and I got up and we walked to the castle. There was a big sign on the castle that said castle, so that's how we knew it was a castle. No, it was a castle. We went in the doors and went down the hallway, and a bunch of guards threw spears at me, but Twilight used a horn spell to make them fall asleep so they couldn't do that. But one of the spears hit me in the shirt and made me fly through the hallway, and I got flung into Princess Celestia's throne room from the spear. Who the fuck are you? Said Princess Celestia. I'm Detective Jacket 166, said me, as I pulled the spear out of my spear-proofed vest. He's here to solve the case, said Twilight, who was also there. Oh, okay, well, Mr. Jacket 166, we need you to look at all the evidences we have got from the crime scene.
I'm gonna have to interrupt you, because I've just realised it's meant to be pronounced Yakid. Not Jacket.
Right, Yakid. Fine. Said Celestia, and she magicked a box into my face and opened it to show me the evidence, which was stuff. This is the evidence, said Princess Celestia. First, there is a gun that the pony died with. Someone stabbed her with it. What? How did they do that? So you got stabbed by the bullet that came out of the gun after someone fired it. Oh, okay. What else? There's nothing else. What? I said, and I pulled my gun and shot the window. This is shit. How am I gonna solve this when the pony is in another world? That's where I can help you, said Twilight. Celestia can use magic to make you able to investigate the crime scene while you are in this world instead of the other one. Okay, then, Princess, do that now.
Right, so... Twilight can help, but she's gonna get Celestia to do it. Right, okay.
Okay, said the Celestia, and she did the thing, and then there was a magic TV screen that appeared that showed me the crime scene. Okay. I screamed! Sorry. No, I'm not going to scream that. From this picture, I can gather the victim is dead. Wow. I can see why they call you the greatest detective in the world, said Twilight non-sarcastically. Wait a minute, zoom in on her head, said me, and the magic screen zoomed in. What the god? There's a gunshot wound. But what could this mean, said Twilight. This means the victim was shot with the gun, which also means one thing. Okay, what is it, said Celestia. You need fingers to use guns, so they could only have died by someone who has fingers. Everyone gasped air into their throats. Somewhere else at the same time. There was a guy who was watching me through their own magic TV, but I didn't know that at the time, so shut up. Oh no, said the guy. It appears this guy is unravelling my entire plan. I must do something before he kills me. Somewhere else other than the last place, which is actually just the place where we were before. But who is there that has fingers? I wondered to myself. But then the throne room door opened. Halt yourself, said the pony. I am Inspector Pony, and you are under arrest. Detectable... what was it?
Yakid.
Yakid 166. Oh, okay, I said. Because, he said, you are the only one in this world with fingers. Oh no, said me, and I got arrested into jail. God damn it, I said, banging my door. I'm innocent, I swear. I'll get Phoenix Wright to defend me in court. Just then, the purple pony walked in. "Hi, my name is Twilight Sparkle, and I think you're innocent."
"Hi, and welcome to Headspace."
"Okay, but how are you going to do that?" I asked. "With this," she said, said Twilight, and she flashed her horn, and I was in her house instead of in Celestia's prison house. "Now go find the real killer," said Twilight. "Okay, but first, I'm tired," I said. So I tore all the pages out of her books and made a bed and slept on that for the night. That was chapter 2, everybody.
Figners.
I mean, the 160 car per hour is literally the best quote out of this so far.
I think that was funny.
It was funny because...
You didn't realise it was parody.
No, I was beginning to suspect it the more as I went down, but I'm absolutely convinced now.
It is.
But still, it's still funny. It's exactly the kind of story we want.
The fact that it's parody takes some of the comedy away from
it. It does take some of it away, but as long as you read it in a good voice, I think it's still fine. I suppose I could do crap 3, as it's called. We'll move on for now. But this honestly, any time I want to read anything out, we'll just go back to this guy. This guy has great stories. I'm just going to read one quote from the next page. "Stop thief," I said. And I jumped out the window after them and chased them fast with my legs of run.
Spoilers.
Oh, sorry. Well, my bad.
How dare you?
Well, fuck, my bad. Well, I'm going to close. I'll put Mark to his page.
Some of his other shit is great.
No, I'm going to have to read that at some point. But I think they're going to need more people in the TS for that one. Or like a live stream.
In this last final phone Wright story, Phoenix Wright was going to be in prison because shit, yo. But now he do fuck yes, so he's going to run and stuff.
Well, I think that concludes this podcast. Thank you everyone for listening.
Meow.
Goodbye.